This is an ABC podcast.
Alice Springs livestock agent Herbie Neville is retiring after 47 years working for Elders. Herbie is an absolute legend of the territory's cattle industry. He moved to the Alice back in 1976. Hugo Rickard-Bell caught up with him yesterday as he was packing up the office.
How are you? I'm Herbie Neville. Yeah, last day of paid work today with Elders. I started on the 18th of March 1974 in a place called Lamoureux in South Australia. Yeah, a bit of a pretty raw recruit then. I was probably about 35, 40 kilos, if that. And, full of knowledge and bushy hair and all the rest of it.
Herbie, you've had a long career with Elders, 47 years. How have you seen the industry change from your seat?
Just enormously. Communication's probably the biggest thing that's changed over that time. You know, I was here in... I was stationed in Alice Springs in 76, back on 42 Stuart Highway. And we used to have telex machine, telegram. So that's, you know, all our prices. And then the telex came in, the telex machine. So we had that. And then facsimile came in. And then there was... all we had was the old radio telephones in the car. We've gone to satellite phones. It's just, there was no computers. It was all done, every invoice, et cetera, was done manually. It's just streamlined the whole system now. I guess the big thing was the work health and safety. That just wasn't around in those days. You just had to use your common sense and do the job.
Reflecting back on, some of those technological changes, was it a tough transition for you?
It was, but like any job, you've got to adapt. You've got to move with the times, and I think I've done that fairly well. And but at times it was challenging. And also the other thing I forgot to say was the we used to have video sales. And that was a big thing back in the, I think that was the 90s we did that. And we did quite a few livestock video auctions. And that was a big step forward. And then in came computer-aided livestock marking, the old CALM system. And then there was Auctions Plus took on from there, which is jointly owned by two stock agencies.
Herbie, can you shed some insight into maybe how the cattle trade from the ground level, like the stock handling and that sort of thing, has changed?
It's changed enormously, Hugo. You know, the temperament of the cattle and the breed in the cattle here in Central Australia has just absolutely turned around in the last, 20 years. I'd say 10 years. Temperament now, they're a lot easier to handle. There's more breeding in the cattle. People are they're right up with genetics. It's been a complete turnaround, and of course, having the genetics and the handling systems they've got this now, the cattle have just, they're so much quieter and so much easier to handle. And to another point, they once the genetics are into them, you get a good season, start to a season, they take half as long to finish off.
Herb, for someone starting out, what are some of the challenges in your role?
Look, I guess I came here from New South Wales, Wentworth. I came back here in 1994, and the challenges was getting to meet the people. It took quite a long time for me to actually break into the area again. Oh, that's what I found, and that's quite honest. And by God, once you've got into the area, there's just tremendous people here, And I guess they had to gain your trust, and I guess that was the biggest challenge I found when I first come to Central Australia.
Herbie, we're sitting in your office. It's quite a bit barer than when I first came in 12 months ago. Can you, as we're sitting here, is there anything you reflect on in particular?
Oh, look, it's been tremendous as far as, it's not just a job. It's social life as well. It's your whole life you put into it. And You know, I've just met some tremendous people in the last, you know, I suppose I've got right into this in the last 5 or 10 years, and I've just met some tremendous people throughout this area that have been very, very good to me, and they've looked after me enormously, and, you know, I think that's the real, that's what you really like about this job, is to see them succeed, see them doing really, really well. And it makes you happy, and it makes you want to get up, and it makes you want to get right into it.
Now that you're sort of you are slowing down and putting down the tools for a bit, what do you hope to see in the future of livestock agency and the industry as a whole in the Northern Territory?
I just hope the genetics and breeding keeps on improving and improving and improving, and I think it will. These guys are certainly on track now. Probably, I think marketing will change more in the, you know, we've got Auctions Plus, that's been around for a long time. Perhaps that'll change for the better and the easier and so forth. But I think, you know, I guess the big thing is get your herds right, have a real good quality herd, because we're really enjoying good times now, prices and so forth. And I think if you've always got a good quality herd, you'll always get a premium for your beef.
Do you have anything that you're most proud of that you look back on?
You probably do. I reckon we sold at one stage there, and it could have been the 80s or 90s, there was 4,000 bullocks I sold off of Ngawi Tuma on one here.
They went to
EG Greens in Western Australia. Now, we did them in two shifts. That was an enormous job. And the other one I do remember was the destocking of Nummery Station when Shane Brakeling, I think, had it at the time. Poor old Shane, he's not with us anymore. But that was an enormous job as well. They're the two real highlights of probably my career here, the big jobs that I was sort of involved in. And, I really remember them so well.
Herbie Neville, we wish him all the best.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.